Welcome to the Creative Biolabs Science Channel. At Creative Biolabs, we specialize in providing customized viral research services and a vast array of viral antibodies to researchers. Tune into our podcast series for intriguing insights into the world of viruses, and make sure to subscribe to stay updated with our latest episodes.
Good evening, dear friends. Thank you for tuning into the Creative Biolabs podcast series. Today, we're delighted to have Professor Williams join us. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Viruses are a common presence in our lives, but just how prevalent are they, really?
It's astounding, really. The number of virus particles on Earth is estimated to be around 10 to the 31st power. To put that in perspective, the number of cells in an average human body ranges from 10 to the 13th to 10 to the 14th power, and the estimated number of stars in the universe is around 10 to the 22nd power. Even the number of sand grains around the world is about 10 to the 23rd power, all of which are far fewer than the number of viruses.
That's truly unimaginable. Over the millions of years of evolution, what kind of relationship have humans developed with viruses?
Viruses have profoundly influenced human evolution and biology. Interestingly, our DNA is not entirely our own. About 5 to 8% of it comes from viruses. Throughout evolutionary history, numerous viruses have integrated their genetic material into our genome. This viral DNA is scattered across our 23 pairs of chromosomes, somewhat like weeds in a cornfield, and its effects are still being studied.
It's amazing to think that we are, in part, made up of viruses. What impact do viruses have on us?
The term virus itself originates from the Latin words for poison or venom. Besides integrating into our genomes, viruses can also harm us. They can impact our daily health, weaken our immune systems, alter our genes, and even increase our susceptibility to certain cancers. While some viruses may have subtler effects, others like smallpox, polio, and HIV have claimed hundreds of millions of lives.
The impact of viruses on humanity is both profound and complex. How did humans first discover and come to understand viruses?
Viral diseases have been recorded for over 3,500 years. But these records only described symptoms and effects without understanding the underlying pathogens. Viruses remained invisible to us until 1898 when they were discovered through their ability to pass through filters that sterilize bacteria. It wasn't until 40 years later that viruses were actually seen, and their structure understood with the aid of electron microscopes.
That's a fascinating discovery process. Considering how unique viruses are, how do they differ from other forms of life?
A major difference is their structure. Unlike living organisms that have cells, viruses consist simply of genetic material encased in a protein coat known as a capsid. Some viruses also have an outer lipid envelope, which they acquire from their host cells. As for reproduction, viruses cannot replicate independently. They must hijack the cellular machinery of a host to produce new viral particles, acting like molecular pirates.
Since viruses are unique in comparison to other life forms, could you describe some basic characteristics of viruses?
Let's take the porcine circovirus, or PCV, as an example. It's one of the smallest and simplest viruses, composed of just a DNA genome and a protein capsid. While most viruses are more complex, they all share these basic elements: a genome made of DNA or RNA, and a capsid.
Interesting. What role does the viral capsid play?
The capsid serves as a protective layer, housing the DNA and shielding it from damage. It also facilitates the virus's entry into host cells by binding to specific receptors on the cell surface.
You mentioned earlier that viruses do not reproduce like living cells. Could you elaborate on how they replicate?
Absolutely. Viruses must infect host cells to replicate, acting as obligate intracellular parasites. They attach to and penetrate host cells, then use the cell's resources to replicate their genetic material and produce new viral proteins. These components eventually assemble into new virus particles. This mode of replication is unique because a virus does not grow or divide like a cell. It simply produces new particles.
It seems viruses are quite distinct from all other life forms on Earth. How do these unique entities cause disease?
Essentially, a virus is like a self-replicating nanomachine that takes over a host cell to produce new viruses. This process can disrupt normal cellular functions and cause disease. As infected cells die, this leads to dysfunction in the affected tissues or organs, manifesting as various disease symptoms.
Professor Williams, thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll continue our discussion on the classification, life cycle, and functions of viruses in our next episode. See you next time.